This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 404 for Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Tuesday as trading resumes after the Victoria long weekend. After hitting its limit up earlier, the July contract is pulled in an about face and is down $5.20 at $878 per ton. New crop November is down $9.50 at $697.30 per ton. Rain over the long weekend brought some much-needed moisture to prairie crops, but the threat of overnight frost has farmers across the region very nervous. Weakness in Chicago soybeans and soy meal is weighing on canola values, while gains in soy oil are supportive. European rapeseed is lower, but Malaysian palm oil is higher. Stats Canada says the April canola crush saw more than 845,000 tons processed, which produced 370,000 tons of oil and almost 470,000 tons of meal. The numbers are higher than a year ago. Stats Canada reports canola deliveries for April were 1.57 million tons, which is about 16% lower than in April 2020. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady this afternoon, with the loonie at 82.96 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 82.91. The United States Department of Agriculture says soybean planting is three-quarters complete as of May 23rd. Corn planting is at 90% finished, and spring wheat planting is 94% done. The USDA says the condition of spring wheat is 45% good to excellent, and that for winter wheat is 47% good to excellent. The U.S. National Weather Service is calling for rain over the next few days across much of the major crop-growing areas in the country. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The July contract is losing 11 cents at $5.12 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.56 cents at 66.69 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal drops $13.90 at $386.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are eroding on Tuesday, with the July contract falling 37 cents at 6.20 per bushel after hitting its limit down earlier. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 3.5 cents at 3.61. Wheat futures are lower on Tuesday, with Chicago July down 6 cents at 6.56.5. Kansas City July loses 11 cents at 6.04.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July steps back a penny at 683.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 25th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.